Today's Shir of Mishnei Brura Yomi, live from the hills of Beit Shemesh. And we are up to Siman Tav Kuf Zayin, making our way through Hilchos Yom Tov. Tav Kuf Zayin Sif Hey. Tana Rabbi Kirayim Chadoshim. So, you have the following scenario. You have this brand new ovens, Tanur Kivayim, ain't sachin oisam b'shemen. You can't go ahead and smear it with oil. Below toshin oisam b'matlis, or no, also you can't go ahead and polish it with a rag. What's the inyan? Look at the Mishnah Brura, sif katon chav vav, ain't sachin oisam b'shemen v'chule. You can't go ahead and pour oil on it. Polish it with a rag. Shadarchan haya lasuch latanurim ba'odin chadash. They used to go ahead and smear oil on these ovens when they were new, right? B'shemen u'lishav sheishayson, and they would go ahead and rub them down today lachlikon to make it nice and smooth u'litzachzachon and shiny. Ba'asam mishum tikun kli, and this is what we talk about so many times. It's also mishum tikun kli, otherwise known as tikun mana. We generally, you know, refer to it as some form of makeh bepatish. That's what tikun mana is. But the truth is, it's really a shaila. According to some, it's actually a form of bona, not makeh bepatish. Tikun kli, making a kli. That gets into the whole sugya of binyan bekelim. So if you need a chazorah of those halachas in Shulchan Aruch, speak to Johnson. We move right there. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, aval mutar la'asikon. Afilu hesek rishon. But what you could do, what you're allowed to do, is even light it up. Light up the oven for the first time. Uvavachal yifigeim b'tzainein, as long as you don't cool it off with cold water, kedei l'chamsman, in order to go ahead and solidify the oven, right, harden in the gaps, like to be chosem the oven. Let's look at the Mr. Brew on this. Aval mutar la'asikon. You can go ahead and you can light it up. The low dummy. Now, we've talked about this in the past, and we've seen different things, and he's now referring to a future semen that we're going to see. Lo dummy l'melabein es hara'afim k'dei l'tzleis alayin sh'asuk l'kaman b'simen tov kuf ches. This is not like doing libun on the ra'afim. The ra'afim were like the shingles, the cheres shingles that were You have an Eretz Yisrael on the roofs nowadays on the roofs, and they used to go ahead and be malabing them, and then roast on them. Now, what's the problem with that? The problem with that was once again that it would somehow, if you went ahead and did that, it would strengthen and it would solidify these ra'afim. Ukemochein lemevashel bekederech chadasha. Also, the actual cooking, first time in a brand new pot. Usher l'kama poskim. We're talking obviously not about metal pots. It was usher l'kama poskim, like we saw kilael in at the end of Sof Siman Tav Kuf Beis. And the reason was, and this is what's difficult, yishum d'machsem es mischazekes. It would go ahead and it would strengthen the kli belibun uvehesek when you lit it up. Who could gomer kli b'yom tov? I mean, it's like you went ahead and you were gomer the kli. You finished up the kli, because you solidified the kli with the fire. And here we're saying you could go ahead and you can light up this tanur, this kirayim, for the first time, even though l'chaira, it should be solidifying it. It makes it sound like the only thing that is chosem and solidifies it is if after you heat it up, you put on right afterwards cold water. So what's going on? So tzarich lomar, tanur inu nischasem behesek shemasikim bovefim. Tanur, that's not what happens to a tanur. In a tanur, it will not just go ahead and close up the gaps and solidify the oven with just lighting it up from inside. That's magen Avram. The tarum b'shev bismanenu mischamsin shapiyai behesek b'shev liyaser. And magen Avram says that the tanurim nowadays actually does go ahead and strengthen and solidify the oven with the first firing up of it. Yesh chok in 11, others are cholek. Remember in in Sif Aleph, right there in Sif Katon Gimel, we brought up how the Mishnah Berurah brought up how the ovens, when he says our ovens, it doesn't mean our ovens, because our ovens are mainly made out of metal and steel, and this whole issue is not an issue at all, the chal in terms of strengthening the oven the first time. But what he was referring to was the ovens that were made of bricks and mortar and tit, where those ovens would actually strengthen just with the heat. And he saw that there are those that are makel, and once again, he's bringing up those that are makel as well regarding those types of ovens. Okay? We continue on. Uvavat, now going back to their ovens. Uvavat shalol yifigem bitzayne. Going back to the ovens dealt with here in the Shulchan Aruch, that as long as you don't go ahead and cool it off with cold water after you light it up, with the cold water that you pour on it after lighting it up, while it's still hot, then it's really solidifying it, and then it would be misakein mana. So when it comes to the oven, it doesn't do it with just the fire alone. It requires the cooling off of the water. So once again, when we talk about the oven of the Shulchan Aruch, that oven requires cooling off, must have been a cheres, whatever, it requires cooling off after for that first firing to solidify it. Masha'en kein, the latter day ovens, the later ovens that were made out of stone brick ovens, those ovens would get solidified just with the heat alone, according to Magen Avraham, and others were cholik, others were makel there as well. And as we pointed out, this doesn't really have much relevance to our oven unless you have a brick oven. Like Johnson has like a nice solid pizza brick oven, so he has to worry about this halacha. But assuming you don't have a brick oven, you don't have to worry about it even on your when you make your nice kinyan from GE General Electric, and you can light it up the first time. We then move on in the Shulchan Aruch, and then he says as follows: so you're not allowed to go ahead and cool it off with cold water because that will be tikkun mana. But he says as follows: b'mhusku yosemi dai. What happens if you light it up for that first time, and you're putting on heavy duty heat like Pesach, like in the Pesach ovens? And you mamish, in order to go ahead and bake weiter, you have to go ahead and cool it off in order to bake, otherwise it will ruin it because it's so hot. If you just go ahead and keep putting in breads in there, they'll burn. So in that situation, it's mutter. Then it'll be mutter to actually cool it off, even though it's going to solidify the oven. Now, why is that okay? It's tikkun mana. It's makel kodesh. Why? Just because you need to do it in order to bake weiter, why should that not do it? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Chav tes, kedei la'efos behem. This is, you have to cool it off in order to do even the most minimal basic baking without it burning. It's going to be mutter sekat n'lamed. Afal pi shemen meila mischasein lesamba. It's going to be mutter, even though at the end of the day it's going to solidify. But the fact is he's doing it in order to cool down, in order to bake biter. The afal gav degabe libun ra'afim. However, when it comes to, as we're going to see coming up, by the firing up of the ra'afim, lo mishkachinan, the mashra kavanaso kedei l'tlos alayim ba'aser. We couldn't care less. Don't pay attention to the fact that he might have kavana to go ahead and do what? Roast it afterwards. The guy goes, and he, remember we said by the rafim, just the burning it up, just the heating it up, just the libun. Firing it up itself is going to be usher. But why should it be okay? You're firing it up in order to roast afterwards. So he says, shiny usher, there it's different. Why? Because heating up of the ra'afim was before you actually would use it afterwards. It was first you'd be lighting up the ra'afim, these shingles, these roof shingles, whatever they were, and then you go in and roast on top of it. So there, you can't do it for the first time because it's not happening together. You can't call it mamish meleches ochal nefesh. Aval hacha hare apas muchan lanicho betanor el shetzarech lekare ma'atanor. But here, the pas is ready to go in. It's really all set up. You just have to, shtickle, cool down the oven. So it's part of the actual baking, the whole baking process. In Cain, b'tikuno hu misakein hapas mishari. So therefore, there, in the actual being misakein of the oven, he is being misakein the pas. He's making the pas better because otherwise it would burn mishari. V'yesho kasvu, and are those that write, Others say, no, there's not a fundamental difference between the ra'afim and the oven. So what's the heter to go ahead and cool it down in order to go ahead and bake on it right away? So they say that when it comes to hafagas sonein, eino osa rak chisim koldu. It's only strengthens it a minimal amount. Ulahachi sharu chachamim chol shereinu. Meaning it's just, it's some type of derabanan tikkun mana. It's a very minimal fix-it job of the oven. And therefore the chachamim were makel, if you don't have direct kavana to go ahead and do what? To go ahead and solidify it. Lehagi l'chasma, they were matir, going in and cooling it up in order to go ahead and bake vaiter l'tzairech oichel nefesh. But when it came to actual burning up of the ra'afim, there, by the ra'afim, it seemed to be that there it was a real solidifying of it, and therefore there was no hakala, the hakama would not makel when it came to the ra'afim. So Shulchan Aruch had said, lefichach, therefore, it's, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, lefichach mutter l'shros b'mayim ha-machbedes she-machbadin ba-hatanur, af-hapi she-machaber. He says you could go ahead and soak that which is needed to brush out the oven, af-hapi she-machaber, even though when you're brushing out the oven, you're going to be going and extinguishing some whatever fire or coals that you have in there. And again, it's for the same reason that again you have to be cooling down the oven in order to bake biter. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Lamit Aleph, the Fichach, therefore. So Lomar, Imhusa Katana Yoiser Midai. So what happens if it really, really gets burning hot, like our matzah ovens? The Chayshesh Yoiser Vipas, and you're concerned that if you put any bread in it afterwards, you know that it's going to burn up the bread. So shora hamachperes b'mayim, you go ahead and you soak this rush that you brush out the oven with water. Kedei l'tzanein to cool it down. L'tzanein bo hazatanur to cool down the tanur. Pagam kedei ligrof bo odag chalim, and also to scoop out any of the excess coals in there. Odag chalim the kedakin, the small excess coals. Shenisharu achad guf rishana that stayed around after that first scooping out and removing of the coal. This is all okay, even though there's going to be kibui, because again, once again, it is part and parcel of the baking process to go ahead and do this, to cool down the oven in between with the water. It's going to be totally okay. But he said, we already pointed out that this whole kula of being able to cool down the tanur in order to bake viter is, as we said yesterday before, that it's only assuming that the pas wouldn't otherwise get ruined if you left it without going ahead and cooling it off and doing this minimal kibui or whatever kibui you're doing. It's only because if you didn't do this kibui, you didn't do this clearing out with water or cooling it down, it would mamash ruin the pas and you wouldn't have any bread. So it's mamash asarei chol nefesh. But if it wouldn't result in the total destruction of the bread and the bread being burnt to a crisp, just that it gets it a little singed and not going to be, you know, the most gavaldic breads, then it's going to be usur. Since he's doing kibui, it's only if mamash you're not going to have bread, you're not going to be able, it's going to get burnt. And Poskim write that after you use this brush to clear out the tanur, the oven, you can't then go ahead afterwards and put this brush that you used to clear out the oven back in water, so that this brush broom doesn't itself get burnt up. But then he says, "Hsh." But as we know, he's going in, he's clearing out the coals with this brush. And now the brush has a small little coals in it, so he wants to go ahead and take the brush, which is normal, and put it into the cold water, right? But he can't do that on Yom Tov. That there's no heter for. Sharehu kibui. That's already going to be kibui. It's shalol l'tzorech ochal nefesh. It's not l'tzorech ochal nefesh. Vafilu emu tzorech la'od la'fiya biyom hazeh. And this would be true even if he would need to go ahead and bake more on Yom Tov and need to utilize that brush, there's no heter to go ahead and do kibui to save the brush. It's not considered part and parcel of the, you know, heter of ochel nefesh. Vav. Mutter lefais tanur malei pas. So we referenced this sif a couple of times, and now here we hear it again. Now we finally have it. You're allowed to go ahead and bake a tanur and fill it up with pas. Even though you only need one loaf of bread. But dafka b'tanureim shayutan, and this is, as we pointed out earlier, that we're talking specifically about their tanurim that was small, but they would dafkin pas, and they would go ahead also, and they would paste the bread onto the defunnel stand, onto the walls of the oven. When we talk shehu malei, and once you have this small oven that is now full of bread pasted onto all its sides, ein makom lechumo, the heat of the oven, there's no makom for it, lispashate, to spread, v'apas nefe yafe, and that will enable the bread to bake better. So therefore, even though you only need one bread, and the rest of the bread is going to be for after yantif, no problem. Even though there's extra tircha in making the bread and things like that, it's no problem because at the end it benefits the actual bread making of that loaf that you put in and you're putting in the oven. And you're pasting to the sides of the oven. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat Lamed Beis, Taner Malei Pas, Afal Pisha Eino Tsarach. Says you don't need anything more than one loaf. So Yeshma Poskim Shasovrim, there are poskim that hold that this is Dafka Miskavin Shayi Deze Yushbach HaPas. The heter is only when his kavana is to make the imamish has to have the kavana to make the bread better. If his kavana is, you know, basically for the weekday, then it would be aser. Even though, if you remember back in Tafkuf Gimel when he was filling up a pot of basar, even if he did it for the weekday, the extra meat, it was going to be shari. It was okay. There, a different bowl game. Why is it a ball game? Because there, in the pot, all the extra pieces of meat were going to make this basar, okay, better. So what's different about that? So he says, shiny awesome, dechad tirchu. The reason why there it's okay to go ahead and fill up the pot, even dafka, where you know that you're doing the extra meat for the weekday, as long as you're going to eat one kazayas, it was totally okay. Look at the alma. There, it's because it was one tircha. You just take all the meat and put it into the pot. So you just added extra meat. Aval hacha. But again, even there, you needed it to benefit that kazayas of meat, the extra meat there. Otherwise, it would be considered basically for the chol. But here, aval hacha, kol kikar tzarech tircha b'tayatzmo. Here, each loaf requires its own tircha. And therefore, unless your mom is doing it to make the bread tastier, it would be usher to do according to these poskim. What would they do? Sipat and lama gimel. Well, you medapkim a pas of the sand. They would paste the challahs, the breads, to the wall, and that total, you know, pasting of breads and surrounding the inside of the oven would, in effect, help out that kazayas that the person wants, and therefore it makes it okay. Again, based on the postgame in the previous sipkatan, it would have to be where he actually, you know, wants that and the benefit in his kazayas of the extra loaves. Okay, so look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat Lama Gimel. By him adapting a pas with the same, they put the paste the bread to the sides, the walls of the oven. Where they wouldn't go ahead and do this, they wouldn't go ahead and paste it to the sides of the oven. Got all the cut on shovel. So then, according to what the Shulchan Aruch here is saying, there's no difference between a large oven and a small oven. At the end of the day, it's not going to be benefiting that kazayas, that one kazayas of pas that you're going to be baking, right? And you're going to be baking for Yom Tov. Sifkat and Lamed Dalet. Continue on the Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry. Aval, b'tanurim shalanu, we saw that our tanurim are different. Ein la'efos, yoyseh v'mashat tzarech. Our ovens are different, meaning they're not small like, they're not small like in the old days. Shulchan Aruch was saying, like in the old days of the Chazal. So ours are not like that. And also, you know, they necessarily go ahead and stick the pas to the walls. So in that situation, you're not allowed to go ahead and bake more than what you need because it's not like in the pot where it was one tircha. Here, it's extra tirchas for each loaf, and therefore it would be usher, unless it's mamish being done, to go ahead and benefit the pas that you're going to be eating on Yom Tov. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on Lamed Dalav al Batanurim Shalanu. Hatam Yishum Shebechol Kikar Ukikar Ika Tircha Baralicha Viyafila. We just said the reason is that in every loaf there's an extra tircha, an extra effort in going ahead and rolling it out and baking it. L'chein lo shari lefos yoser. You're not allowed to go ahead and bake more. Kol she'ena pas nefa yoser yafel mitzad milui. If it's not going to get baked any better by the fact that you're going ahead and filling up the oven mitzad milui hatanur v'afil ayidei akum aser. In other words, in our current day ovens, it's not going to benefit. It's not going to be benefiting the pas. And therefore, it's not going to be benefiting that one pas that you're going to be eating. There's not going to be any heter. Zivkat lamin hay. That's what he says. Ein le'efos yoyser. You can't go ahead and add any other loaves. The yesh poskim shematirim af b'tanur shalanu. However, there are poskim that allow it even in our tanurim. What's the pshat? Why? I thought it's only in the old tanurim that were small and he pasted it on the sides of the oven. That's where it's going to benefit the bread. So why should there be others that are matir filling up the ovens even in our ovens? So look at if you look at the bottom in the Sharatzi and Memtes, he quotes the Mashal, and this is also the Meiri. What's the reason? So he says, "Umitam dim eina memalin, you didn't fill it up. Az hevel haroy lispashe b'chol atanur imaya male. If you didn't go ahead and fill it up, okay, then the hevel that would go ahead and spread out to the whole tanur, if it was full." In other words, if you filled it up, even our ovens, so then it's going to be much more uniform, the heat, to the whole oven, even in our ovens. As opposed to if you just have one piece of bread in there, it's going to zero in and focus in on that one bread, and it's going to bake too much, and it could go ahead, the pas can come to get singed and maybe burnt. So that's what he says. It's going to benefit, it's not going to necessarily get burnt, but it's definitely going to benefit the pas in terms of not being singed, and therefore, according to these poskim, will be mutter even on own tanurim. Poskim say that it's brought down, that this is not true in our ovens today. This is the Chuvas Ber Moshe. He says that regarding our ovens, electric, gas, fueled, so they're designed in a manner that the ovens retain their heat, and therefore there's no difference, according to everybody, whether there's a single loaf of bread in the oven or whether there are multiple loaves of bread in the oven. And therefore, nowadays, it would not much be usher to bake any more loaves than necessary for use on Yom Tov. That's the bottom line of Lacha L'maisa. You're baking in your ovens on Yom Tov. Even L'das HaMakilim today would not work because our ovens basically, you know, do what they're supposed to based on the temperature. Let's just finish up. Let's finish this up. B'davka kishetzarech pe'emes al kol ponim pasecha li Yom Tov. And he says that even according to the Makilim, he has to at least want that one bread, that one kazayas of pas for Yom Tov. Aval meino tzarech rak shema'arim. If you don't really need it, and you're pulling shtick le'echol mat nimenu to go ahead and eat a little bit of it, kidei lahafir lo afiyah, lahafir lo afiyah, to go ahead and allow the baking, it's going to be usher. That's not allowed. You're not allowed to do harama here. Can't pull the shtick. Uveshas hadchak go mishal lo yiniach eruvei tavshilin b'tzarech lo pas l'shabbos. He says in a shas hadchak situation where you did not leave any eruv tavshilin, and you need pas for Shabbos, and it's a Friday, so you can be yeshlisvo chaldei azu. You can rely on this opinion lefos kodem achilas shachris to go ahead and bake more before achilas shachris. So this way you'll for sure need at least a kazayis. Im tzarech al kolponim lepasecha, you need at least one. You'll have one. Need one loaf of bread bo biyom atzmo. Then you can go ahead and bake extra for the Shabbos afterwards. Avalim eino tzarech rak shemarim lechol ma'at kedei lahatil lo afiyah. If you really don't need it, and it's just a pure haramah shtick, aser af shosu zevish shel Shabbos, can't even do it for Shabbos. Ba'ofim shemekavim lasos melachtam al yideyakum, and those that bake, okay, and have kavana to do the melacha of baking via non-Jews on Yom Tov, kidei sheyeh muchan lehem apas tekef lemotzi Yom Tov, in order to have bread after Yom Tov. Umaririn lecho meyem pas echad bo bayom, and they do shtick to go ahead and eat one loaf by day. That for sure, osin iser le kuleyama. That's going to be usher according to all deos ad kan. Whoa, sorry about that. Got carried away. Have a great one, then.